The most dramatic podcast yet.
Well, hello. My name is Paul Constable. I am flying solo today on the most dramatic podcast yet. And I'm also playing this theme song a lot longer than we normally do because it's such a fantastic theme song. Why am I solo, you ask? Well, Crystal Bartelsi and I have been doing this for a few years now. We are not in a fight. There's no rift between us. There's no animosity. In fact, she gave me her blessing. She said, please do these shows so we can just get back on to the air, so to speak, doing the most dramatic podcast yet, or podcast, depending on how you listen to it. She is over in Europe with her husband and family and having a great time, and she will be back hopefully for episode 3. So you'll only have to listen to me ramble on for a couple episodes. I know you're all looking forward to that. So let's jump right into it. We are in charities season. Charity, they talk about this as if it's going to be a fairy tale. Fairy tales, I don't know if you know this, they're not real. They usually involve unicorns, I think. They don't have to. Sometimes it's like pancakes come to life. But what I'm trying to say is it's a reality show, but we all know The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is not real because you don't usually start dates off by going on a helicopter or getting to meet football teams or whatever it is they're going to do this crazy season. Charity is from Zach Shallcross's season, a name that always brought a smile to Crystal's face. And if you're listening now, Crystal, I hope you're giggling in a European way. I don't know what that is. So things with her and Zach didn't work out. We have a little look back at Zach, which was 30 seconds too much. He even somehow made it all about himself, even in that look back episode. But that's where we know her from. And it is important that we have an African-American, a black woman, as the Bachelorette, as the show has run into trouble before for constantly going for a white woman. So this is great. I like her. I like her energy. And we're off to the show. Now, the first show of The Bachelorette, even The Bachelor, never my favorite show of the season because it's like homework. You have to meet all the guys. They come out of the car. They do silly things. This one wasn't so bad. They didn't do a lot of crazy stuff. I feel like in the other ones, I can't believe this show might even be a little bit sexist. I'm kidding. It's very sexist. The men didn't have to do much. Like one guy flipped a coin, you know, to say, if it's heads, I can stay. And I feel like his coin has got two sides on it, kind of like the Two-Face coin. for those of you out there that also enjoy DC Comics and Batman references while watching The Bachelorette. This is why we need Crystal here to keep me on track. Another guy, Chris, is the world record holder for the highest jump. So he does a backflip, which I thought was pretty impressive, especially on like patio stones. I would never do a backflip. So we're meeting the guys. And throughout the meeting of the guys, former bachelorettes come out and wish Charity the best of luck. And Caitlin Bristow, who I met last year at an LCBO here, and by met, I mean literally 20 seconds worth. She signed a wine bottle. Crystal, you and I still need to drink that wine bottle to celebrate all of our success. She gives a shout out, and that's why I'm giving a shout out to her, friend of the show. One of the first guys we meet is a guy named Joey. He's the quintessential bachelorette contestant. He's good looking. He's a tennis pro. He seems full of himself, but he'll probably go far. That's usually the way this show works. The cocker you are, the farther you go. As long as you got abs. If you don't have abs, sometimes you don't go as far. That's when you need personality, just like life. Brayden shows up. He's a travel nurse. I'm not sure what that means. Does he just travel to wherever they need nurses? It seems like wherever he goes, there's some kind of extreme adventuring happening. He's jumping off cliffs. He's scuba diving. He's surfing. He's doing everything I wish I could do, but I don't. Although I don't have a man bun, and he does, so I still feel like I'm winning. Another guy that shows up that I noticed was a guy named Spencer, mostly because the first thing Spencer wants to do is to have charity kick him in the nuts. And yes, that is true. And even just saying it is weird and awkward, which is why I made a note saying this seems weird and awkward. Now, I need a moment to get ready because this is what I'm going to be talking about. And I wish Crystal was here. And I hope she shares as much love for this next contestant as I do. Caleb, the pro wrestler, who I think comes from Tampa, Florida, where I just was. I'm actually drinking out of a Tampa Bay Starbucks mug that I got by accumulating points at the Starbucks there, where they knew me so well, they gave me my order in the morning without even asking. A chai latte with no water? Oh, I felt like Norm on Cheers. It was beautiful. But back to Caleb. Caleb has a Billy Ray Cyrus haircut and a grunge goatee that would have been perfect in Nirvana. I'd love to know Crystal's thought on this goatee, because my thought is it's just shaved a little too much under the lip. You know, it still covers the chin, but shows a lot of that upper chin. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure about him right now, but I want him to stick around. Those are the guys stuck out. They stuck out. Brayden, Spencer, Caleb, Joey. She then has met quite a few guys, and Jesse asks, "Do you think your husband is here tonight?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think so." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, I think there's maybe 24 guys in there. You could find more people at a Blue Jays playoff game, and you'd probably go, 'My husband isn't here.' That's crazy, but you know, it's The Bachelorette. You have to believe. If you don't believe, why would you even go on the show?" We do get to this part of the show where Jesse says, "I have something to tell you. The next person out of that car, you already know." And she has said in the previous interviews that she was with a man for 6 years who cheated on her. 6 years, man. That's a long. I shouldn't laugh. Cheating's bad. You shouldn't. I don't know. 6 years. I mean, was he a good cook? I don't understand. I don't understand people in general. But to stick around with someone who constantly cheats on you, maybe it was only once. Maybe it was near the end. I don't know. Who am I to judge? I'm not a judge. But it turns out the person that is coming out of the car that she knew already, I thought it was going to be Zach Shallcross again, just because he seems like the kind of guy who'd love to get in front of cameras. But it's not. It's her brother, Nehemiah. I hope I'm saying that correct. I liked him. I think he showed up before on Zach's season. He's a nice, down-to-earth guy. I thought this guy should even be on Bachelor in Paradise because he just has a good energy. And what he's going to do is he's going to be a spy. How is he going to be a spy? He's going to put on a cheap wig and a cheap mustache that looks like something you pick up at Shoppers Drug Mart like the day of Halloween, when you forget that you actually had to go to a Halloween party that night. And you're like, I'll be mustache, curly hair dude. But he does it. And he becomes an undercover brother, which I think I want to shout out. The movie Undercover Brother shot here in Toronto like 2 decades ago, and a couple of my friends were in it. It's good. It's an underrated classic. So now we're getting to the part where the men have walked up. They've said hi. They move into the house, and they're mostly in the house because I think this whole night it rained. Bachelorette moved to England for a night. No, I think it's still in LA. But James is this attorney who brings a box that has a letter from his mom in it. And he seemed surprised. He said, "This is a box that my mom put together," or he put together. But then he's surprised by the note from his mom. So I can't believe the Bachelorette would ever do something this sneaky and lie to us. But he seemed surprised by the long note his mom wrote, which actually ends up being a nice note, just basically saying, "I saw you on Zach's season, and I think you're a great woman. And this seemed very touching. And actually, what I thought could be a disaster turned out to be okay between Charity and James. Although I thought if my mom wrote a note, it would be very blunt. And it would just be probably to the point, and probably with some kind of uncomfortable information I didn't need to know about." The guy that I thought might get the first rose was this man named Xavier. I loved looking at his name. That's a great, just having an X at the start of it. Maybe I should be Zol. No, that seems too weird. I would need a man bun. I thought he was going to get the first impression rose just because their kiss seemed very hot and heavy, as the kids say. So we then have a firefighter guy where he comes in and they spray down like bathtub duckies. I didn't really understand that. I'm not sure if he got a rose. I think he did. But I mean, this is where it's the double-edged sword, right? This is what I was talking about earlier, and I should get back to it. This is where I'm coming back to before. The introductions for the women, they just seem to be getting more and more, like, insane. Actually, they did that with the men a couple years ago, too. Remember the guys came in on, like, big fire trucks and little fire trucks? I'm glad they pared it down. And maybe the reason they did pare it down was because of the rain. So maybe we should be grateful for the rain because the guys weren't able to do, like, big, silly, I brought in a hot dog stand or here's a water slide that goes into a kiddie pool kind of stunts. It was just, you know, get to know them better. But except Aaron still got to spray down duckies. She meets Spencer. We get a little more. This is the guy who wanted to get kicked in the nuts. He just continues to get more strange and awkward. He's worried that she might not like knowing he already has a child. And I'm like, this guy's had sex. But she's probably more concerned about his condescending nature and his strange personality. He mentions that they're both in the medical profession, but he says it in a way that seems to me already put him in the high status mode of, well, you are, and I are in the medical profession, and that's why I'm talking to you like this in a slow and condescending way to show my intelligence in my... No, I just don't like him. Brayden gets a bit of kissing time with Charity. This is where Crystal makes better notes at this, and I apologize. You know what? Crystal, maybe you can add some footnotes to this episode when you get a chance to watch it. Just share your thoughts. Because one of the things I love about having Crystal here is I get the feminine point of view, especially on Caleb's goatee, which I will be obsessed with for the rest of the season, and his hair. But Brayden does get a chance to kiss Charity, but his impression on the brother, who's now undercover as the bartender, seems a little bit arrogant because he's going on about how much time. Not, I guess it was more about how he thought of himself as a front runner because of that. He felt there was a connection, but it seemed a little arrogant with all the other men around listening to it. It's like when the guy, you know, leaves the audition and they're like, yeah, well, it's mine. It's in the bag. And you're sitting in the audition room like, we still are auditioning too, just so you know. The brother then reveals himself, says he's been the undercover bartender this whole time, which I never really thought that there are bartenders off to the side that we never see on camera. I feel like that, you know what, maybe next season they bring in a random bartender and he's just a real dude. So you get the 30 men that have been gone through casting, and then you get the random bartender and just see how long he lasts. Brayden looks nervous at this point because the brother, Nehemiah, has come out and said, hey, I've been undercover this whole time. Some of you have been saying things that you shouldn't have. And then the funny thing about this is they really just center out Brayden. So Brayden goes back to this room, and I feel like Crystal and I need to rent this house that you can rent the actual bachelorette house out in, I'm assuming, LA. And we need to do this so we can be like, oh my, they were in the room that was, you know, upstairs on the left. That's where they went to talk about this. I thought Brayden might get kicked out here. I thought maybe that's what they were leading to. But in the end, he ends up getting the first impression rose. And this, once again, I wish Crystal was here. I'd love to know how she feels about it, although I do know that she's not going to be a fan of this man, probably because of his strange earrings. But you never know. You never know with Crystal. You never know with me. But he gets the first impression rose. And so no one really gets called out because the brother was listening in. So I guess none of them really said anything too awful or arrogant or whatever he was looking for. He gets the first impression rose. So he's not going anywhere. These are my notes for the show. I know a lot more happened, but I just want to get through this first show, probably the same way you want to get through this first podcast. We have that in common. Caleb B gets a rose. There are so many Calebs in the show. There's a Caleb A, a Caleb B, and a Caleb K. You could go to Nashville and you could like go to any bar there and be like, who here's named Caleb? And I guarantee you only two would put their hand up max. I mean, there's Calebs, but there's not a lot of them. But we have three on this season. Caleb A, B, and K. Caleb B's, though, my Billy Ray Cyrus dude. He gets a rose. I need more of him. There's a guy named Doten. He's a very tall man. Didn't actually talk to her that night, but he still gets one of the final roses. That's tough if you're watching that episode after and you're like, wait a minute, I did talk to her that night and he got a rose. But he looks like he has a bit of a future with her because in the preview later on, they're talking about, well, they're showing them at dinner and there seems to be a love connection. There's a guy that looks a bit like John Cusack, who I swear I never saw. I think his name was John Henry. And the bit of drama is this man, Spencer, kick me in the nuts, Spencer, who's already tearful and nervous because he's an odd man. He's going to be one of those guys where they're going to do like a fake comedian night or a fake poetry night, and he'll get up to perform and he'll be like, I'm going to kill it. And it'll just be awkward and weird. And they'll play songs like, wah, 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 you know, when he's saying his stuff. That's my prediction. Spencer, it's really worried that he's not going to get that last rose, even though they handed out 26 or something like that. But he does, when we knew he would, because they spent a lot of airtime on Spencer and his arrogance. So the guys that we didn't really see, there was one guy that looks like, you know, that when you go into a Starbucks and you're like, oh, there's that guy I see like every week at Starbucks. I don't know who he is. That guy was one of the guys that was voted off. And the guy who did backflips, who's in the world record for doing the highest jump. Apparently he can jump high, but he just can't jump forward on The Bachelorette. Thank you. I worked hard on that one. So that's the first episode in a mishmash of thoughts. My favorite part of the show, and the best 2 minutes is coming up on The Bachelor. The Bachelorette. The Bachelorette. They say this will be a romantic fairy tale for the ages. Really? You think 100 years from now, people are going to be like, do you want me to read Cinderella or Charity Season on Bachelorette? You'll be like, Cinderella, please. But they really like this romantic fairy tale idea. The first part of the trailer is always the most beautiful parts where everyone's falling in love. And there's usually a lot of beachwear and a lot of hugging and kissing and complimenting and nice scenery. There's some really beautiful scenery, it looks like, coming up. One of the reasons I like the show is to see the scenery. I couldn't have sounded more like an uncle there. I like the scenery. It's like you go to see a big action movie that cost $300 million and people are like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. They did this. And my uncle would be like, the scenery was good too. You know, I've been there, been to those mountains. They then get to the point in the trailer where dun, 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 the tears start to begin. Everyone's crying in this one. Of course, we got Charity crying, questioning everything. She's maybe falling in love with more than one person, which literally happens to me every day, just getting on the bus. Cowboy Caleb gets a little bit lippy. We even see some Cowboy Caleb crying. Like, I'm serious. We need to release the Caleb cut of this. Just all stuff with him in it. I would watch that. The man fascinates me. I don't know why. There's a guy that I'm just going to call him Weird Chin Sean. His chin just seems to go out more. It almost looks kind of, you know, it looks swollen. He's still a handsome man, but you know, sometimes weird can be handsome. That's him. He's hit the weird handsome look. But he seems to be a bit of a jerk in waiting, and Brayden will be the villain of this season because there's a lot of bro talk coming at some point. You gotta settle down, bro. And he might even look getting some fisticuffs. They always hint at fisticuffs. I don't think they're ever really shown or it ever really happens. I'm not encouraging violence, but they hint the encouragement of violence. So that's what we have. And for you, if you've made it this far, congratulations. You're my new best friend. Let's hang out and chat about, you know, I'll take notes. I deserve them. Crystal's more known for her one person show work than I am, but I will be appearing at the Sarnia Fringe at some point this summer doing my one man Caleb impression. All right, let's get out of here. So next week, the dates begin. Crystal will still be in Europe, but I'm back in Canada. Happy Canada Day. I'm recording this on Canada Day. If you are a fan of Canada Day, happy Canada Day. If you're not a fan of Canada Day, happy weekend to you. Happy summer, man. It's summer. There's greenness out there. It's going to be great. So thank you. I will be back next week. Crystal will be here in spirit and maybe with notes. Email me some notes, Crystal. I'd love to share those with our listening audience. Be safe. Peace out.